Qatar Ambassador Mohammed Al-Kuwari toured the Advanced Technical Center at Bridge Valley Community and Technical College and met with Governor Tomlin before touring some of the Kanawha Valley's largest chemical facilities with Senator Manchin Friday. Al-Kuwari says his country has invested $12 billion in the U.S. so far and is looking to invest another $35 billion in the coming years. Manchin wants at least some of those dollars to be spent in West Virginia. Both Qatar and West Virginia's economies are largely energy-based, but Manchin says Qatar has found ways to progress beyond just extraction industries, making them the perfect partner for the state.
We're not looking just for someone to write a check. We're looking for someone that will basically come into this marketplace and understand the value of a market and understand what realistically and what type of an investment it takes, the risks that are involved, but also the rewards that can come from it.
Manchin says he wants West Virginia to have a specific proposal ready for the ambassador when a group of investment officials visit from the country in September. Al-Kuwari says those potential investments are not just in the energy sector, but also in technology, real estate, tourism, and education. During his trip to West Virginia, Qatar's ambassador announced the country's first official investment in the state. The country has donated $50,000 to the education project Reconnecting McDowell. Reconnecting McDowell is a partnership between the State Department of Education, private businesses, unions, and education groups focused on bringing higher quality education to students in McDowell County. Senator Manchin's wife, West Virginia Board of Education President Gail Manchin, oversees that project. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.